Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi. Welcome to our podcast.
Oh, we're going live now then. Okay, awesome. All right. Great for your bonus.
So, hey, I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether!
Welcome to Jether's Random Stuff at our weekly episode. Heather and I are here. We have our friend Erin,
who is
providing some needed commentary and some drama situations in her real life that we've been discussing. So
we don't have a lot of drama in our real lives.
I don't have a whole lot of
other
drama.
Other than the cat throwing up a hairball this morning. That was my drama of the day.
One of my cats has been trying to hack up a hairball for like a week and he can't get it out.
Which cat is this?
Token.
Oh, poor Token.
And so I keep going, and I kick him off. They're like hacking up on the bed and I'm like, and I kick him off. I'm like, get off the bed.
God damn it. My other drama was my cat that I thought lost so much weight is not.
He's actually heavier.
Jaeger is, if we round it up, he's 30 pounds.
A 30 fucking pound cat.
Heavier. He is. I thought he had gone down from the 28 pounds.
Heather. He weighs more than a 3-year-old child.
I know.
He's 30 pounds.
Hey, claim on your taxes.
Oh, I wonder if you can do that by weight.
I wonder if you could.
Ooh, by weight.
But you would think, if I could do it by weight,
you should
about
be able
Samsung?
To claim. You could be able to claim all of your animals on your taxes by weight. You should put them all on the scale and you should be able to claim that on your taxes.
That would be
great. Right?
Oh, wow.
I kind of love that idea.
Animal rescue.
I just don't understand. He looks so much thinner than me, but I
thought he did too.
Because when you look at him from the top down,
he has an
indent, but I think there's not as much leg showing.
Is his stomach actually dragging on the ground yet?
It's not dragging on the ground, okay. Kobe. We got at least an inch and a half
Poor. He's my poor little cow. He's my mini cow.
So Thor and I have two options where I don't think the putting all the food in the big crates are going to work because we're pretty sure the 30-pound cat's going to knock the fucking crate over into the over.
No, and you just use the Rubbermaid container.
Well, I know. You know he could knock that over,
it's
right?
The lid will not come off.
The lid won't knock over, but
if he sumo slammed it?
Yeah. It would, no.
I don't think the lid's going to come off, but there's no way in hell a cat's going to eat out of that after he gets done with it because I think he's going to slam it around and there's no way the food's going to be in the bowl. So here's my idea I came with. Tell me what you guys think of this idea.
All right.
They have these food shelves that you can mount on your wall and it has a food dish in it. I was thinking about buying 10 of them, having my 10 food dishes all over my wall. So he has to fucking jump to get to it. That cat don't jump.
Ooh, well, that'd be interesting. I'd like to see a picture, please.
I don't know. He could jump up and gorge himself and then just fall back off the shelf.
Not if I put it up high enough.
He's like,
What if he squishes somebody else?
What if he jumps on the shelf
and it falls off the wall?
We're gonna
You're gonna have to screw that shit into a.
Every single one of our wall mounty thingies we have in that room are into
a stud.
Stud.
Ooh. Yeah, because
so I could stand on this shit. Nice. It's gonna handle me. It's gonna handle the 30-pound Jaeger. I was thinking if I put all the food dishes high enough and he has to jump high enough and he can't jump to it comfortably.
Maybe you could just put one food dish on the floor with some of that diet cat food shit.
Well, I'm only gonna do that once a day. He gets fed once a day.
That's fine. He only needs to be fed once a day because he's fucking huge.
The other option I have is I have to lock him in a room all day long.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to share my craft room with him.
Maybe you should do like a cleanse or something.
A cleanse?
Yeah.
A Jaeger cleanse?
Like a Jaeger cleanse.
What would that entice?
I don't know. What's she doing?
She's just cute. The other day she told me, I love your enthusiasm, Erin. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you just wave viciously at me whenever I see you. I'm like, I actually do
wave viciously.
Because we checked her out of,
I was like,
So on Monday, yesterday, Heather and Erin.
Yeah, appointment.
Both went and took my child out of school because she's begged them to come and get her and save her from high school because it sucks.
Yeah.
And so they did. They went and luckily Heather's on the list.
Finally, I finally made it.
The approved list of people that are can take my child out of the school.
Only took 3 years.
It only took 3 years to get you on the list.
On the list.
Wow, that takes a while.
The first 2 years, I was on the list, but they had to call Kobe every time because they kept telling me I wasn't on the list.
And I kept saying, I keep putting here. I fill out the paperwork, and every year they ask you for the people who can take your child out of school. And I tell them every year, and I put her on every year. It was never in there. So I finally had them on the phone, and I'm like, is Heather Brinsfield on there? And they're like, no. I'm like, I have told you guys so many times, like, put her on the goddamn list. And so like, okay, what's her number? And I'm like, shit, how many times have to fucking tell? So just do it. Just do it right now.
That's why they body search you when you go in
there. Oh my God.
Oh, they hate me. All of the schools hate me.
I don't know.
Because anytime anything goes wrong, I'm like, I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna call somebody. I'm gonna call somebody right now. Megan's like always like, no, mom, please don't call somebody.
Don't call
I'm
them.
Like, no, I'm calling somebody right now because you're upset, and so I'm gonna call somebody and yell because you're upset.
I don't think they like me much better.
They don't. Because that one time at the junior high, you're like, oh, and they're like, oh, she's not on the list. And then you're like,
oh, that's right.
And then you called me at work and you're like, they said I'm not on the list. And you're like, what? And I'm like, okay, yeah. They said that they need to talk to you. And you're like, oh, I guess I can't hand them my phone. They have to call you from their phone and to talk to you because they can't just take my phone since I already have you on the fucking phone.
These are the exact words I was saying in front of them.
And then she's like, oh, now they're saying it's okay if I just hand them my phone, which I already have you on the phone, to tell them it's okay. So here you
that
go.
That's awesome. So when she transferred to high school, they're like, hey, be on the lookout for that Heather Brinsfield gal.
I had one
Make sure she
I
doesn't
do
get
it.
On that list. That's why yeah. That's why they took you off the list. They remembered you.
I couldn't they told do it last junior. Year. Last year as a sophomore year or first year, I wasn't on the list.
Wow. Yeah, I finally got on the list. And the last time, apparently, they're like, why are you taking out? You're like, an appointment. They're like, an appointment for what? Yeah, you're like, none of that. Your fucking business. It doesn't matter. It's an appointment. Just not, you know, you don't need to know.
I was telling Kobe the next time I take her out, I'm going to say, what is this for? DD.
I'm going to go get drunk and I need her to drive me.
Yep.
Whoa.
I'm just
going to go.
They're
going to
go,
what?
They're going to go, we need to call her mom. You go, you can call her mom, but she's already wasted in
she's
the car.
In the car.
So go ahead. She's not going to answer.
I'm the better one of the two of
we
us.
We need
right
Megan
now.
To drive us. And that's why I'm mom of the year right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
I saw that trophy over there in the corner. I
yeah.
Got
oh,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom of the year.
That's awesome.
They aren't better moms than this right here. No. Her children are prepared for the future.
That's right. Yes. That's right. My children have real world experience in things, you know.
They're not like,
all foo foo and shit.
You mean like I was?
Yeah. Like, yeah. No.
Oh, come on, Lyndon. Come on. I didn't even know what a bong was when I left high school.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know anything
a
about
a spody? I think
sheltered.
We were talking about this. You didn't know the spody.
Didn't know that.
What about like a rager?
Nope.
Yeah.
There was
a Grange party?
There was no going out getting drunk in the orchard for her.
I don't
know
even
what
know.
You did for fun. You
what'd
tipped
you do?
Fucking cows.
Wow. Literally. Just like on South Park, that one episode where they're going out tipping cows.
Tipping the cows.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah.
That's, you know, that's mean. That's mean to a cow.
That is mean to a cow.
We were talking about cows at work with my coworker, Jonathan.
Yes.
Oh, the one I met?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
yes.
so nice.
He's so nice.
Isn't he sweet?
So we were talking about how we really wanted bacon cheeseburgers. And I said, you know, I feel guilty if I eat a cheeseburger, even though I like them. I feel guilty because I love cows and I don't want to eat the cow. Jonathan also is a minister. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I think she mentioned that.
I didn't
yeah.
know if it was minister, rabbi, reverend. I reverend, said a bunch of different
priest,
things.
Minister,
priest,
pastor.
Yeah.
I say minister or pastor, but
what
yeah.
is he?
I don't know. He's one of those.
Kobe.
He's a man of God. He's he has
okay.
a church.
He's a man
in charge
of God.
He's a head of a church. He's a minister slash yeah. pastor.
Oh,
I call him both.
Cool. Rabbi or...
Anyways, he always he tells me stories all the time. We bring up stuff and he'll tell me a Bible story about it. And so we're talking about the cow and he's telling me a story about how there was a feast in the New Testament and God said, never call anything and that I've sent you unclean like because the Jewish people didn't want to eat it or something. I don't know. I wasn't really understanding. But... God was saying, you know, don't call anything. I send you unclean. I said, so just like break it down for me, Jonathan. God says it's okay for me to eat a cheeseburger. Is that what you're telling me? And he said, yes.
Okay.
It's fine for you to eat a cheeseburger.
God says we can eat the animals he's created for us. Because remember, I'm a Linden girl.
That's right. Yeah. None of the things that he's created are unclean. That's what Jonathan said.
But the tactics I feel like some farms use are unclean.
That could be true. That could be true.
That's where my backing comes in. Because I am a... Well, I'm not that religious anymore. Sorry, Linden. But I have the backing. So I have... I know all the knowledge. But... I do not like to eat meat from places that are not humane.
Yes, mm-hmm. and I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So agreed. I just don't eat meat most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, I eat chicken, but chickens are stupid.
Chickens are dumb. Chickens are dumb. I'm sorry.
And they're mean.
Yeah, they are.
All right. We have a topic.
We have a topic.
Wait, did we do the Jetherism in the beginning from last week?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay. So, Jetherism is our phrases we came up with.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The phrase we said last week was pretty good hammer.
Pretty good hammer.
So I'm going to let you explain this one.
All righty. So
this is from our trip to Richland.
We get to Richland. We get to our hotel. First time in the 3 years we've stayed there that we couldn't check in right away.
Our room
was not ready, which I thought was shocking because I checked in a couple days before and we could have checked into that room.
And I'm like, that's our room. Like, that's ours.
Why the hell?
Like,
I can't believe they even checked that out to anybody else
the
whole year.
I know, right? Whatever. It's our room.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyways.
So, we have
what
to leave.
What the hell, Wendy?
I know, Wendy.
Wendy!
Wendy!
That room fix this shit.
The room should be ready at 1 o'clock. What the hell? Check in.
But we were
3.
Informed that, quote, Wendy knows you're here.
Yeah, Wendy doesn't know knew we were there. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. So they told us they would call us when our room was ready. So we checked our little internet and we tried to find a winery really close. Mm-hmm. A new one that we haven't been to that we want to go taste wine at. Kobe found one.
Mm. I thought it was a winery.
Oh, she thought it was.
Oh, that was the cider place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we get there. We tell them we want to do tasting wine, and they're like, we don't really have wine, but we have these 3 bottles. Only 3 bottles of wine.
And one of them was a port.
Yeah, so, and they don't taste.
And they don't do tastings of wine. They do tastings of cider.
Cider. So we get cider flights.
Which was good.
They were really good.
They was really good.
It was a lot.
It was a lot of fucking
We have a
alcohol.
Picture up there on their Facebook page. Yeah, we did not drink most of that. We did not drink most of that.
No, it's too filling.
One of them was called the Hammer, and it was for Thor's hammer.
Yeah,
is what it was actually named from. Thor. Yep. So we tried that one. It was fantastic.
It was really good.
And that's when we actually tasted it, and that's when we said, "That's a pretty good damn hammer."
That's pretty good hammer.
Pretty good hammer.
Pretty good hammer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's where that phrase came from. We actually bought a growler full.
Oh, yes.
Of the hammer
for Thor.
For Thor, so Thor could have his hammer.
So
how'd he like it?
Loved it.
Good.
He took it to, I'm not going to say this right. He took it to work the following week, but not to work.
Like, he took it with him to go.
Thank you.
To mm-hmm. his work.
But
he
not drinking
he didn't
at work.
Drink
every
it at work.
They're listening to this. He doesn't drink and work. No.
No, but he travels away from home for work. So he had the growler saved for after work. And he drank on that for 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a big growler. Yeah.
Yeah. And he struggled the last night. He had to drink the rest of it.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
struggled a little bit with that one.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was a little bit too much. But yeah, he really liked it. So that's where Pretty Good Hammer came from. Okay. I don't know who messaged in.
Who
or
got that?
Did anybody get
did
any
somebody
points?
Get that?
I don't think so.
We'll check and see, but more than likely it's another 0 point. So it's anybody's game at this point.
Like literally, like anyone. Like if anyone is listening.
Please. Anyone out there listening.
Like
yes, you.
Just like
we're talking
message
to you.
Us.
Yes.
And we have so many ways you can message us on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, on our website, on our fucking like
text
just email
Kobe.
Us. Shit, people. Come on.
And we'll send you something in the mail if you win at the end of the Jetherism.
It'll content. Be homemade and fantastic.
What about a gram? Like a Christmas gram, but like a ooh. Like a, you know, like an elf where they just come
like,
and sing.
Yeah, and we
and
just
dance.
Come. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that's the gram you were talking about.
Oh, not the sexy gram.
I wasn't even going there.
No, she's thinking a gram of something.
Oh. Yes, I am. Kobe knows what I'm thinking.
I know what Heather's
that
thinking.
Was, why did I think that?
I don't know. Because
like,
is that weird that Kobe knew that and you did?
I know, right?
Like, what? What?
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'll send you
Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
I'll send you a grandma something.
Something real good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Woo. So we are talking today about some crimes again.
Yep. We love our crimes.
So we have some funny crimes that, believe it or not, actually happened. So these are kind of weird and off.
And honestly, guys, we don't know a whole lot of the stories because they didn't give us a lot. So we're going to improv a lot.
All we have is the title of what, like one sentence
pretty
of what
much
happened.
Very little about what actually happened here.
So we're just going to
guess.
Gonna
go for this.
We're going to guess about what happened.
This is going to be so fun. I'm
so
excited
for
this.
All right. So... number one.
Okay.
A couple apparently came home after something and they discovered that there was a burglar in their house. And the only reason they knew this is because the husband told a joke and the burglar laughed. So I would like to know.
And the wife didn't because that's why she heard the guy laughing.
Right. So one, I would like to know what the joke was. And two, I want to know where the burglar was hiding at.
So what I'm picturing with this story is that they're coming in. It's a two-story house.
Yes.
They're in their kitchen or living room, just kind of talking about their nice night they just had. And the husband cracks this awesome joke. Wife doesn't get it. Burglar upstairs does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
but
what I'm picturing.
But he's
and
upstairs.
I can see him in the closet going,
he's like,
oops. But that would be freaky though. You'd tell the joke. No, nope, the wife doesn't laugh, and you hear something funny upstairs going, ho, 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 and they'd be like, "Wait a second."
And here's the thing: we don't even know what happens. We don't know if the burglar comes jumping out of the closet and kills them both, or if they go up there and find them and they just do a big orgy or something.
And you know what? It has to be a pretty good joke if he was to laugh loud enough for them to hear.
Yeah,
him.
Husband's
it
pretty
was a
bright
good joke.
Funny.
Yeah.
If anybody has a joke you think is good enough for us to laugh out loud at, freaking send it to us because
if you send us a good joke on here, we're gonna
I will
gonna
save
it and we're gonna give you credit.
I will save it and not tell Aaron or Heather what the joke is and see if they laugh.
Ooh, I like it.
It's a challenge.
I do like
it's a challenge.
I like that. Okay.
All right, here's number two.
Okay.
A man high on bath salts breaks into a house and puts up Christmas decorations.
Can I have this burglar in my life in December, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Not in January.
So I don't know how you get high on bath salts.
It's a big thing. Aaron, talk to her
about it.
So I heard one thing on the news. This was a while back. But I don't know how they consumed the bath salts. I don't know if they smoked it, snorted it, ate it, whatever, but the guy got high and then he went and ate a guy's face, like cannibalism, like started like biting this guy's face.
Did
and, like,
he like
eating
kill
his
him?
Face. I think the guy survived. I don't remember.
He just
I'm
was
have
missing
to Google
his
that.
Face.
Yeah, he like and they had video from this freeway section where they had video of the guy like attacking this guy. Maybe he did die now that I'm thinking about it. But he like attacked him and then he started like eating his face. Like, and they were like, yeah, he's high on bath salts. So they were like, okay, kids, don't do bath salts because it makes you.
Kobe, how many
people.
Bath salts do you have?
I have some actually. And
please don't snort them.
I won't. I promise not
or
to snort or smoke any salt.
I like my face.
I don't want to eat your face.
I mean, it looks delicious, I'm sure.
Well, after he put up the Christmas decorations, I guess he sat down on the couch and just was watching TV.
Now, he should have been watching Christmas movies.
I wonder why the Christmas decorations. So why did he go into the house and think, I've got to put up the Christmas decorations?
What if he thought it was his house? And he
it kind of looks like he did because then he sat down on the couch and was watching TV.
He's not
and
stealing
shit.
Anything. I bet he thought maybe it was like a cookie cutter neighborhood where every house looks the same.
That could be. That
and
could
he
be.
Walked in and they had like a similar couch as them. So and he's then like, it's like middle of December. I need my Christmas decorations.
He probably
up.
Walked in and he's like, fuck, I thought I put these up already.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I didn't. Yeah. Let me put up my
decorations
and then I'm going to watch some cops on TV, right?
Yeah, it's probably cops. Yeah.
I'm
exactly.
sure it was.
There's no faces to eat. So let me just read this to you really quick. Miami, May 29th, 2012. Miami police suspect that the cause of a 31-year-old man to rip off his clothes and viciously gnaw on the face of another man in a daylight attack on a busy highway is extreme dangerous street drug known as bath salts. So this guy, 31-year-old, got high on bath salts so, and ripped off his clothes and then started viciously gnawing on the face of another man in daylight.
Okay, so there's two things I'm getting. There's two things I'm getting from what you just said. Number one is that, quote, bath salts is just a name for a drug. It's not really bath salts.
Is it actually bath salts or is it actually a name for a drug?
I think that's just the name of a drug.
Wow.
And then the second thing I'm understanding is that the guy was naked before he chewed off the guy's face is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, he got naked and then he took the bath salts. And then, yeah, they said that the behavior is due to bath salts.
Okay, that's
high on the drug.
It's a code name for some kind of drug then.
So
okay.
He must have gotten really hot.
That makes me feel a little bit better that it's not just normal salts you're buying at the store.
Like when you put bath salts in your bathtub, you're not going to want to rip my face off.
I'm not going to get naked and chew your face off.
Thank fucking God.
Okay, well, this guy had some violent tendencies before that, according to an ex-wife. Okay.
Okay, according to an ex-wife.
Yeah.
The ex-wife that called
Anywho, I don't
battered.
Know if it's like
anywho,
yeah, whatevs. I like that story better. Putting up Christmas tree,
Christmas decorations
and lights.
Nicer.
That's nice.
That's pleasant.
You know
it's
how
festive.
Much
I mean,
would
come
love
into my
that?
Home and do
Please
that.
Please do that.
Yeah.
I'll even get him out of the garage and bring the totes right in the freaking
put
front.
Put a little sticky note saying,
"I'll
hey,
leave him some cookies."
Hey, can you put this on the ceiling? That'd
I'll
be
leave
great.
Him some little bath salts.
Yeah. I'll just let him keep going.
All right.
Decorate the whole house. That's great.
Please
Thanks.
Do the outside too.
All right. Here's the next one, which is just fucking dumb. All right.
They all are dumb.
This
That's
guy,
the whole point.
The guy gets arrested because he calls police and reports that somebody stole his cannabis plant.
Oh, well, he wanted to get. Yeah. He was
Someone
pissed.
Stole his precious little
his
plant.
Pot.
Yeah. He was, you know, somebody took it. So he's like, hey.
Depending on the year, this is probably still illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The armed man broke into his house and stole his cannabis plant. So he called the police, but then they're like, why do you have cannabis plants in your house? That's illegal. Also,
this might have been pre.
I think it was pre
legalization of the plants. Because you can have like your own plants now if you wish.
I think you can have up to three or maybe four.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like eight.
This is 2000. That's from 2011. So I think that was still.
We should grow some marijuana.
Hey, yeah.
I'm sure I could find a closet or something to grow that shit in.
I'm sure we could do it. Okay.
I'm lighting chickens. I need all the light, the fluorescent lighting for. I need
my chickens are in my walk-in closet. Yeah.
My chickens
need a lot of light.
My chickens are stressed out and they need some.
They need
some
happy
pot.
Lighting.
They
light
need some
and
happy
soothing music. Don't plants like music?
I think
yes.
Okay.
Yes, they and do. They like it when you talk to them.
Ooh. That's what's going on with my cacti. Do you realize the cacti that your died? Yours died at our class, and mine's had babies.
Oh, because you're talking to it. You're
I
like,
do.
Hey.
Mine, yeah.
Hey,
mine.
Hers
cacti.
Died.
Who mine you stabbing died. Today, yo? Yo?
Horribly.
Yo. Who you
died
poking
a horrible
today?
Death.
Ooh, they probably poke a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I poke a lot. Yep. All right.
Okay, next.
It's a poke a lot. All right.
Poke a lot.
That's going to be an easy phrase. Poke a lot.
The next one, number four.
Poke a lot.
A man's flatulence.
Oh. Wait.
Farting.
What?
That's farting.
Flatulence.
Oh, he farts. Okay.
Gets him charged with battery.
What? How is
so
that? What?
Apparently, he farted and motioned towards the arresting officer, and the smell must have been so bad that the officer felt like he was being attacked.
That is a mean officer to charge him for assault for farting.
That's funny.
So he got pulled over for driving without
while flatulating
without his headlight without his headlights on, and then he failed a sobriety test.
Oh boy!
And then when they were trying to get his fingerprints, he moved to the officer and like farted on him, and the officer reported that the odor was quote very strong. Oh my God.
How can the guy help it? You think he can be like, I'm going to save my strongest odor for the cop?
He's like, right.
He can't help it. He's put up in his tummy. He had some
old meat. He was probably holding
it
in until the cop came over and he's like, oh yeah, you want a rusty?
He's like, pull my finger, bitch.
I can't believe the cop actually gave him an extra
for it must have been really bad. It must have been one of those like, is that a dog fart? Or
oh my God,
did that just come out of my ass? I don't know.
Where's Patron? Because that is the worst farts in the world.
Samson has the worst dog farts sometimes. Not bad.
You know what? Cat farts are the worst. Cat farts are so bad.
Kobe,
so bad.
Patron farts? Worse than any one of my 16 cat farts.
Oh, God. You know,
they could all fart at the same time, and then Patron farts on his own. His
cat
horse.
Farts are freaking. Silent.
I don't know. Captain's is pretty bad, too.
I don't know. Well,
what was that?
That was a hiccup. Sorry. I'm getting a hiccup.
She's like, just thinking about
we're
it.
We're two bottles in at this point, people.
Damn it.
5 stars on iTunes.
All right, this
this
next one is explicit.
Okay, let's hear this.
A woman beats her boyfriend because he quote finished before she did.
What the fuck? Dude, you don't finish before her?
So he beat her?
Yeah, he did.
Meaning that they were having sex and he had an orgasm before her.
And why is he mad about that?
She's mad.
Oh, yeah, of course. He was mad. I was like, why is he mad?
No, she beat the fucking shit out of him.
Well. Yeah, so he finished first and she got mad, so she beat the she beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear that, ladies? Wow. You make them please you first.
That's right. You better make sure she orgasms, even if it's on the outside. You just orgasm her first.
Yep.
Then
do
you
it.
Know you're clear to go and you won't get your ass handed to you.
You know you've been clear to go.
Yeah.
Clear to go. All right.
You go. Like the plane's taking off and coming in. You're good. You know you're good depending on what you do first.
You're a 1 second man, finish her first.
Well, yeah. And if there's a possibility that you're going to get beat, like...
Damn, finish her first.
I know. Just let her go first. All right. You know,
whatevs.
She's going to get a baseball bat and hit you in the fucking head. So just let her go first.
Well, we don't even know what she hit. She might have made it so pleasure anybody else ever again.
That's true.
All maybe right, she cut off his balls.
Or not.
She could have Lorena Bobbitted him.
Yes.
Yes.
So he could not pleasure another person again.
Ever.
Or himself.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Well, and then she bought him Viagra. Mm-hmm.
We should probably trade it up and got a different guy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was no good after she beat the shit
out
of him.
This next one I can kind of see. I can kind of see happening.
Really?
All right.
Okay.
Uh-oh. This guy was drunk. Like I don't even know what that's like.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
All right.
Already stupid.
And he was totally jonesing for some buffalo wings.
Oh.
So he broke into a Pizza Hut and decided to just go fry his own wings.
This is so not where I thought it was.
Because he's like, I gotta have wings. You know what? I'm drunk and I need some wings. Pizza Hut's not open. I'm breaking in. I know they got wings back there. I'm gonna turn on the fryers. I'm gonna fry myself some wings.
And I'm going to go to prison.
He's got
to
be someone who worked there before.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right? Or someplace
know the ins
like,
and outs
yeah.
Because,
I mean,
fryer.
I would never think, I'm going to break in and just fry up some wings. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing back there.
I could totally do the fryers and fry up wings.
Oh, really?
Would you break into the place to do it?
It depends on how drunk I was.
I wouldn't like
it. And it depends on how much I personally don't like chicken wings. I would break in there for some pizza. That was cooked in the Pizza Hut.
I would break in there if they were already there making food.
You mean, so not break in, you just walk in.
Yeah, I would just, I mean, by not break in, I would just walk in and buy a pizza.
I would walk in and I would probably just buy the pizza.
And I'd be like, give me a pizza.
Give me pizza. I'll pay for it.
And I'll pay for it. Damn it. Here's my credit card.
Here's my card.
You guys are some good criminals there.
Oh, we That's suck. Funny.
All right.
Next.
Okay, this guy robs his own mom.
Kobe.
What? Are you all right? Heather.
It's a limp mic.
Okay.
There we
go. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, Heather. Again, Heather's having mic issues literally she doesn't even need to touch the damn thing and it just fucking falls apart. Like she's,
I did.
She's looking at it and it
like
falls
a
apart.
Aaron,
next time take a picture of that shit.
That was funny.
Okay. All right.
That was awesome. And she's so photogenic. Our dimples.
I don't know how photogenic she I want to drink,
super
but you know.
Limp mic. All right.
It's a limp mic. It's a guy. Viagra mic.
A guy.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can't even. All right.
All right.
A guy robs his own mom.
That's sad.
What?
But he thought he could get away with it because he thought he could only be charged for burglary if he did it in the nighttime.
So daytime robbery is acceptable.
Yes, that's what he thought. That okay. is what
and he's
he
like.
Done.
It's my mom. It's not really
well,
robbery.
Is it robbing when you rob from your parents? I thought
yes.
it was only if they turn you in.
And if
well,
you didn't
and
know
she
them,
did.
Oh.
Yeah, though yeah, he had not been welcome in his mom's home for 3 months, and so oh. she didn't want him there, and so
he was
broke in anyways.
And he was stealing stuff.
But
probably.
He thought mm-hmm. if he did it during the day, then that was okay.
Yeah,
because yeah. it's daylight.
It's yeah. daylight.
Drugs. Yeah, he's on like, drugs. Probably methamphetamines.
And yeah, it's just like vampires only come mm-hmm. out at night. It's only you can only be charged for crimes if you happen in the nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't yeah. honestly see who's thinking there, but it's okay. Because, you know, crimes do happen in the day.
Some mm-hmm. people don't have common sense. We know this.
Mm-hmm. We mean
very
some.
True.
Some people.
95% of the
you,
population is stupid. 95% of the population is stupid.
That's other a high percentage.
Other than our listeners.
Everyone that listens to this podcast
you guys
is
are
fucking
in the 5%
geniuses.
That are smart.
Listen yeah. to you 5%ers. Pat yourself on the back right now. And then yeah. pour yourself a glass of wine.
There you go. That makes you even smarter.
Okay, this one's going to make you feel even more smart.
I think every one of these make us feel smart.
This one, I can't even. This was, wow. Okay.
Okay.
A man, okay, he was 18 years old.
Oh, that's a youngin.
He got, they pulled him over for impaired driving and he blew a .08.
Uh-oh. He's drunky.
But he thought that if he ate his own underwear, he could pass the breathalyzer test.
Like before they pulled him over?
They pulled
That's
him over.
Gross.
And he so
I mean, how do you chew your underwear up?
Wait, how does that thought even
so
come in your
is,
head?
This
though?
Is he they put him in the patrol
That's
car.
Gross. It must
so
have been a G-string.
They must have
Ew.
Like they breathalyzed him, but they put him in the back of the patrol car. He ripped off the crotch out of his shorts.
With his cuffs on?
Oh, that's some talent.
Yeah,
he used
his mouth. He ripped out
so he's
his
flexible.
He ripped out the crotch in his shorts.
Like the pants and the underwear.
Yeah, and so
wow.
but then he okay, let's see what happened.
They just start yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. I hope they were clean-ish.
There was a so they had him in the courtroom.
Wait, is he still gnawing on his underwear in the courtroom?
So
you know,
there
was probably like shit streaks and stuff.
I know.
Like,
I know. I was
like when
was
he
really
sharted, he probably like ew. Sharted a couple times. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Probably doesn't wipe his weenie
so,
off ew. When he pees. All right.
So not only they did don't. He get they pulled just, over.
I know. They just shake it.
He blew a
well, just
That's
shake
what it smells like pee everywhere.
I've had to do it for Thor once. When he was, well, I don't exactly know
Heather,
why. I don't know
Heather,
why I had to do it, but
Heather,
I remember he couldn't use his arm. I had to shake his wee wee off.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like,
sorry,
you know
Thor,
what?
I
think just
want to be sure.
All I'm
going to
say right now is Thor. I'm so fucking sorry
I'm
right
sorry.
Now because
I'm sorry, Thor.
That's so fucking funny.
That's on.
I'm like crying.
That's been recorded and it's gonna go out.
Oh wait, I shook it good though.
That's,
I shook it off good.
You don't want to shake it too hard.
I had to. I don't want any pee going in the underwear that I wash. So I shook it real good, like it was a freshly shaky.
At least like keep going.
At
keep
least
going. You don't have it all. You don't
I was
have
gonna
all.
Make a bad comment. I'm not gonna.
Oh, wait,
okay.
you could all make right. a bad.
Do
comment.
Do you want me to make a bad
it?
Comment because
make
it's it. Really bad?
I really
want
to hear
shit.
Your bad comment.
Uh-oh.
With this. Wait,
Uh-oh.
Are you gonna make Aunt Kathy not listen to us?
Aunt Kathy. Keep listening, girlfriend.
I don't know if I should say it.
Okay. Well, probably not then.
Okay.
If it's that hard of a thing, I don't know.
I was going to say, you don't want any pee going into the underwear where your face is going to be later.
Oh, that's a good one, but my face is not there. And not there.
Getting back to
eating his crotch.
Mr. Yeah. Zerflu.
See, that's way grosser than me shaking right Thor's there. Weenie off.
He got arrested, tried to eat his own shorts, and then he was in court, and there was a class of law students in there, watching it, and they were laughing so hard they had to excuse, the whole courtroom because no one could keep their shit together.
Oh, my
God. Because everyone's making fun of him for eating his damn underwear and shorts, thinking that would make
Because that's the part that they kept talking about. They're like, yes, and Mr. Zolafi Galakalis, he kept eating his shorts and swallowing them.
But you know what? He was flexible enough to bend down and grab his crotch
with his
mouth.
With his teeth. He had to have some ribs removed to be able to do
that. That's amazing.
How do you do that?
That's
or
flexible.
He's a male gymnast. Or a wrestler.
Or he did it with his toes.
So
he reached his toes up,
you guys,
ripped it out, and
you
put
guys,
it in his
here's
teeth.
A picture of him.
Oh,
here's a picture.
Wait,
that's a crotch eater?
He looks like a child molester.
He looks like the Green River Killer.
He does kind of look like the Green River.
What's his name?
This is the picture of a man who eats his own underwear.
So is that the mug shot after he ate his underwear?
Well, it says he was 18. It doesn't look 18.
He looks like he's 40.
I know. 40.
He looks like a 40-year-old. Wait, I don't know if I should finish that sentence.
It's not. We're already said many not nice things.
Wait,
all right.
I was going to say the mustache 80s porno guy.
I said child molester, so, you know.
Mine's better.
Yours is better.
Yeah. But he likes to eat underwear.
Well, that kind of shows the child
marks.
Molester, all right, we're moving on.
Okay, yeah, we should. We should definitely move on.
So there was an undercover cop, and this woman comes up to him, and she's trying to buy drugs.
Uh-oh.
Okay, from the car. She didn't know it was an undercover cop.
She should have asked him, and they have to tell
you. My sister did that.
So what does she have in her possession? This is a guessing game here. What does she have in her possession that she wants to trade for the drugs?
A vagina.
No.
Oh.
Money.
No.
Gold.
No.
Chapstick.
No.
Fuck. A kid.
Other types of drugs.
A child.
A different type of drug.
What is so delicious that you would trade it for drugs?
A piece of candy. Nope. Snickers bar.
It's still not our pussy?
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry.
Some noodles.
So the thing that she has that she wants to trade for her drugs is a salad from the Olive Garden.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here's an Olive Garden salad. Can I please have some heroin?
What would that buy you? Not even anything.
That's not going to buy you a half a bud of weed.
Mm-mm.
That's a
salad.
The salad
is free.
Free.
The salad comes
sticks.
With all the meals.
It's all you can eat.
It's soup, salad, and breadsticks.
It is.
But it's like breadsticks and salad
now,
free.
Now, if you had some butternut squash ravioli, maybe I would give you some crack. Yeah. All right? But for the salad? No. Absolutely not.
So have either of you guys noticed that on your way up to my house from the side that there's that little C-class motorhome that's in the field that looks just like that one show?
The Breaking Bad. Yeah.
I have a Breaking Bad RV on my way up to my house. It's just in the middle of a field that does nothing.
That's awesome.
Maybe if you brought him an Olive Garden salad, they'd give you some crack.
We can try that next week.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one of those by my house too. I'm going to take a picture next time I pass by it.
I should pull over. I'm going to try to pull over tomorrow and just be this awkward person on the side of the road that's not taking pictures of bighorn sheep, but take a picture of the C-class in the middle of the field.
Because
it's pretty amazing. I should do that and post it up on the website.
This girl, hang on, I forgot that she gave it to an undercover cop.
Yeah.
So she was like, hey, I want to buy some drugs, And then they get there to the meeting spot, and then he's expecting like money, and she's like, "Here's my Olive Garden salad."
Here's an Olive Garden salad. So
I don't have any breadsticks left.
So
but
where does she get the Olive Garden salad?
But yeah, does she get arrested because
she has no money?
It's not money. She's technically not buying it with money.
You're still trading, though.
Oh. Did she get the drugs though?
I don't know.
They have.
He probably did. He just probably arrest her.
Yeah, because he has to. She has to have it for him to arrest her.
Right. They have to have the transaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like an Olive Garden salad. I wouldn't trade it.
They need more olives. They're called Olive Garden. They give you one olive for the whole bowl of salad.
Oh, it's so true.
I don't like
just
olives.
Saying.
Kobe. I want no one doesn't like olives. They don't
I
taste
hate
like
olives.
They don't taste like anything.
I hate olives.
It's just a black little thing that
it's
does nothing.
I don't like olives.
God, you're weird.
I'd rather
sometimes
have the tomatoes and
the tomato has way more flavor than the olive.
It must
has
be a
nothing
texture thing.
I just I don't texture. I don't like olives.
No,
no,
no, no, no. Kobe has some kindergarten qualities with her. If she decides she doesn't like something, it's for life. Yeah. She's never gonna give it another
for
life. Try.
It's for life. It's for
she
life
doesn't try it again later
ooh
in life.
I might be able to make something that you
there's
would like
certain
with olives
things
in
I
it
will not eat olives and I will not eat mushrooms because mushrooms are fungus and they're slimy.
Yeah.
So that's a no. That's a definite no.
That's a hard no.
Freaking disgusting. All right.
All right. Fine.
Next one. Okay. A Romanian parliament member tries to bribe people with fried chicken. Mm. Now.
That wouldn't work on me. I need grilled chicken, not fried.
I guess he just like loved it and was like, everybody loves fried chicken. Will you vote for this bill? Because I have fried chicken and, you know,
it makes
that
sense
was a
to
crime.
Bribing is always a crime, I think.
Oh. But it happens all the time. No,
but it wasn't with money. It was maybe his wife made fantastic fried chicken. We don't know. We don't know.
I don't understand.
I doubt it was Colonel Sanders.
How did he get on the fucking list with fried chicken?
I don't know. And there's just a picture of fried chicken. There's just a picture of some chicken.
That actually looks really good.
It really does.
That fried chicken looks amazing.
I mean,
I would vote for shit if somebody gave me fried chicken.
Well,
maybe he's like, maybe they'll all be stoned and just want fried chicken and then totally vote for me.
Wait, now that's something totally different. I would do that. If I was in the politics, I would totally get everybody stoned and then give them a bunch of really, I'd provide a bunch of munchy type food I know they'd want.
And
but
then
they would
slip
only,
them the voter thing.
Like, they would only get, I was like, way, oh, I'll give you this brownie if you sign
fill
this
out
thing.
My
I
thing
have a yep special yep brownie.
And it's already pre-marked with you. Like, if you just sign this.
You just have to sign the bottom. I've done everything else for you.
Everything else is yeah taken care of.
You're good. Yes.
All right. You guys ready for the next one?
I think we should be because the last one was stupid. That shouldn't have even been
that's
on the list.
Dumb.
Fried chicken
that's
for a vote.
That's dumb.
This shouldn't be illegal. The people
that's
should.
That's like high school shit right there.
It is.
That's not even high school
well
shit.
Well, it's like that thing
it's elementary.
I know. Elementary school, like, I'll trade you my lunch.
Like, I
want to
be ASB
this
prez. You want my fried chicken?
I'll give you my Doritos okay, yeah, if you vote for me.
Then okay all those kids should be in jail.
All right. Next one's better.
All right. All right. All right.
This man.
Wait,
robs,
have you noticed most of these are men?
It's always
men are stupid.
Men are dumb. They're dumb.
Guys
kay
out there
except
listening,
for,
except for you.
Yeah, except for you.
Jeff.
Thor. Wait, Thor, you don't listen Jason as much anymore.
All right. A man robs a home. He steals a bunch of jewelry out of
oh
a home.
No.
So he legitimately
oh
actually steals something
he
okay
steals
from the place
jewelry from a home.
Oh, no.
Then
it's
he
not
goes
Christmas
to pawn. He goes to pawn the jewelry.
Uh-oh.
And the woman who owns the pawn shop
oh
also
no
owns the home that
oh
he stole
no
the jewelry from.
Snap!
Whoa! What is the coincidence?
Wow.
I know, right? Holy whoa shit!
Whoa!
You know what? I bet she knew that. Bet she lived in a small ass town and she was the only pawn shop. She's like, "Fuck! I'm not gonna file a police report.
I'll get my shit back.
I get it back when he brings it in."
Wow! That's
wow.
That's a dumbass.
Could you imagine that conversation? Excuse
oh, wait.
Me, sir.
And guess what state this happened in?
Washington.
What? Washington?
Florida.
The Florida
it's
man.
It's Florida man.
It's Florida man.
It's the Florida man.
Yeah. That's
he didn't
Florida
get
man
sucked in by a sinkhole yet? Dang it.
Oh, shit.
Well, there's was, more stories about.
That was the last maybe one.
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
I want to bring this mic over here.
There you go.
Like a singer.
I could
oh, yeah
dangle
look
mine again. Let me see if I can
if dangle
mine. If
you dangle yours again, I'm taking a picture.
Wait, Aaron, talk into your mic again. like, because
hi.
Wait.
Oh, I'm just like a
look,
singer.
Honey. Look, honey. Look.
Oh fuck, Heather. Wait, hold on. I'm just gonna take a video because this is like
this
out.
This is the story of my fucking mic.
I had to do something like this.
Oh. That's so going on our Facebook page right there. Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I brought this fucking mic. How are we doing?
We're so good.
Are we so good?
So we're so good. So
did we talk about the Jetherism for next week?
No. So Jetherism for next week.
I love this one.
All right.
Well, we had to skip one.
We skipped one.
We had to. We'll tell Aaron what that was after this.
Yeah. So the next one, and you have to let us know what you think it means. Like, you haven't gotten any response. People, wake the fuck up. All
right. If you give us a response, you're going to get some points. If you get it right, you get the most points. But some points is better than no points, and no one's getting any points right now.
Yeah. Come on. You got to get your points. All right. So the next Jetherism from our trip.
Okay.
Is my feet are rejecting them.
Yes.
My feet are rejecting them.
I think I know this one, so I'm not going to spoil it because she told me the story. This is funny.
This is one of the most funnier ones. All right.
Yes.
So if you think you know what that means, text, or not text, because you don't have our phone number, email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com or go on our Facebook page or go to our website. It's all under Jethers Random Stuff. So you have no excuse for not finding us because we're all over the fucking internet.
We're all
so
around the world,
us.
People.
So I think that's it. Everybody have a good week and thank you for listening.
And don't do stupid crimes. Otherwise, we're going
to
talk
about
you.
Don't try to trade favors for fried chicken.
No. Or put up Christmas decorations thinking people are going to like it.
Yeah. So nobody wants that shit.
Unless it's not December and it's at my house.
All right. Have a good